Well, our reflection tonight will be on Our Lady of Lourdes. Today is the anniversary of Our Lady's apparition to Saint Bernadette on February 11th, 1858. And since then, over 2 million people visit Lourdes each year. It's one of the most important pilgrimage places in the entire world. People go to Lourdes for healings, for cures. They go to pray in the basilica. They go to bathe in the miraculous waters of Lourdes. They go to make Eucharistic processions and pray in the processions and sing hymns. And to recall how Our Blessed Mother appeared to Saint Bernadette, Our Lady appeared in a beautiful white dress with a blue sash, with two golden roses at her feet, and her rosary over her elbow. And she appeared and called herself the Immaculate Conception. For a few moments, I'd like to just share the story with you of Our Lady appearing to Bernadette, and then sort of summarize the messages of Lourdes, and then see how we can apply them to our life. Well, it was a cold day, February 11th, 1858. Bernadette Soubirous was just 14 years old. She was with her sister and another friend. They were sent out by their parents to collect firewood down by the river Gave. And Bernadette was always a sickly child. She had asthma. She was not very well educated. She was just learning to read and write at the age of 14. And because of her illnesses, she sort of fell behind the other girls in collecting wood. The girls wanted to cross the stream, which was very cold, so they took off their stockings and made their way across the stream. But Bernadette was hesitant because of her asthma to walk into the stream. And as she was contemplating whether or not she was going to do this, she heard a strong wind. And she looked around and she saw a beautiful young woman, not much taller than herself, dressed in white and carrying a rosary over her elbow. And this woman was in a grotto, a grotto which is carved out of rock. And it was a place where they used to take the pigs. The pigs would always sort of scrounge in that area. It's very interesting that Our Blessed Mother would choose such a humble place to appear. But then again, when you have Jesus, the Son of God, being born in a stable among animals, it certainly shows the humility of Our Blessed Mother to appear sort of in this area, which had been known sort of as a pigsty. This carved out area was a natural grotto made out of rock. And Bernadette was frightened at first, but then this beautiful woman smiled at her in a very loving and gentle way and assured her that there was nothing to fear. So Bernadette pulled out her rosary and began to pray the rosary. But she couldn't pray the rosary until the Blessed Mother made the sign of the cross. Then she was given the grace to be able to make the sign of the cross as well. And the Blessed Mother did not join her in praying the Hail Mary, because the Blessed Mother doesn't pray to herself. But the Blessed Mother did join her in praying the Glory Be at the end of every decade. So then, after the rosary was over, Bernadette told her two friends, her sister and the other friend, what they had seen. What she had seen, and the girls had not seen anything, they had just heard the noise of the wind. So later that night, Bernadette shared everything with her parents. They were very upset because of maybe the attention that would be drawn to this, and perhaps it was the devil appearing. In fact, they told her to take holy water, and the next time this woman appeared, throw holy water on her, which Bernadette did, and the Blessed Mother just smiled. And nothing sizzled, and so it truly was, of course, the Blessed Mother. She would appear 18 times to Bernadette from February 11th until July 16th. Well, the news of this girl from Lourdes having seen a vision began to spread, and over the next few days and weeks and months, Bernadette would go back to the grotto, and pretty soon there were hundreds of people, then thousands of people. On one occasion there were 20,000 people present, but no one ever saw or heard anything except Bernadette. Our Blessed Mother told her many things. She told Bernadette that she would not promise her happiness in this life, but in the next. A very interesting phrase. In other words, Bernadette would suffer much in this world. She would only live to be 35 years of age. She would die very young of tuberculosis as a nun. But that she would have happiness in heaven. Mary also said, told her to do penance and pray for the conversion of sinners. She told Bernadette to tell the priest to have a chapel built on that site and to hold processions at that place. When Bernadette, in one of the apparitions, had asked Mary what her name was, Mary said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." That is the name the Blessed Mother chose for herself. I am the Immaculate Conception. And the Blessed Mother also told Bernadette that she'd come to call sinners to repentance, to conversion of heart, and that this place would be a place for the sick and the poor and to increase people's hope. For those that were losing hope, they could come to Lourdes and be healed physically, morally, spiritually. Well, on February 25th, Our Lady told Bernadette to drink from the stream. So Bernadette started walking to the small river, but Mary said, "No, over there." So Bernadette came back and began. She didn't see anything. She just saw dirt and clumps of grass, but she obeyed the Blessed Mother and in humility began to dig and began to dig some more and put the dirt in her mouth. And pretty soon some water began bubbling up and she smeared her face with this water. People were laughing at her, thinking she was mad, had gone insane. But Bernadette was so humble and so obedient to the Blessed Mother. And pretty soon, water began to spring up from there. And today it still produces 32,000 gallons of water each day. A week after this, a blind man took some of the water, placed it on his eyes, and immediately could see again. A week after that, a woman whose a little two-year-old boy had a high fever was taken to the Lord's water. She placed him in the Lord's water, and he also survived. Well, since that time, there have been over 5,000 recorded cures at Lourdes, and several hundred of them have been approved as miracles by the Church. And Bernadette would eventually become a Sister of Charity. She lived a very short life, only 35 years of age, as I mentioned, dying of tuberculosis. And the Blessed Mother did not promise her happiness in this life, but in the next. Well, reports of Lourdes spread throughout all of France, and pretty soon there were tens of thousands of people, and now millions of people each year go to Lourdes. And I think that everybody who goes to Lourdes does receive a healing, either physical, emotional, or spiritual. I think everyone is healed in some way. I've had the privilege of going there twice myself, and going into the baths and going into the miraculous waters. And it's amazing that no bacteria can live in that water, in the Lord's water. And even if, you know, 1,000 people a day, people covered in diseases and sores are bathed in that water, the water is still tested by the doctors and no bacteria can survive in that water. And it does take a lot of faith when you go into the water because there is a cup next to the crucifix and the statue of the Blessed Mother. You kiss the crucifix and the statue of Mary. And then they ask you if you want to have a drink. And so you can go down and scoop up the water that 1,000 people have bathed in during that day. So it does take a lot of faith to drink the water of Lourdes. But it is an amazing experience. But as you know, most of the miracles do not occur in the miraculous waters. They occur in the Eucharistic processions. That's when most of the Eucharistic, the miracles take place, is when the priest is carrying the Blessed Sacrament past the stretchers of the sick and the dying, those with cancer, those with all sorts of disease and illnesses. When Christ passes by and when they're blessed by the Blessed Sacrament, that's when most of the miracles take place. It's one of the most beautiful sights you'll ever see if you have a chance to go to the procession. The daytime procession is beautiful, but the nighttime procession, which candlelight, everybody carries a candle and they sing the Lord's Ave Maria and pray the rosary, and follow the Blessed Sacrament. Truly one of the greatest moments you'll have in your life. So hopefully you'll have a chance to go there if you haven't done that already, to have a procession at Lourdes and to see people so touched and honoring the Lord and our Blessed Mother. So lastly, what is the summary of the message of Lourdes? Well, first, it is heaven's confirmation about the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception. See, the Church defined the Immaculate Conception in 1854. The Blessed Mother appeared in 1858, 4 years after the definition. And when Our Lady said, "I am the Immaculate Conception," Our Lady was giving a heavenly confirmation to the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception. Second, what we can learn from Lourdes are the virtues of Saint Bernadette, the virtues of humility, of obedience, of poverty. She suffered so much. The Blessed Mother told her to come back to the grotto like every day for 15 days. And Bernadette says, "I will, but I have to get my mom and dad's permission." So Bernadette was so obedient to her parents. So we also see her obedience and digging in the mud and putting that mud in her mouth before the miraculous waters even sprang up. And then we also learn that the message of Lourdes is personal conversion, that we're called to pray and do penance, penance for our sins, penance for the sins of the world, and to carry the crosses that the Lord and the Blessed Mother ask us to carry. Again, think of those words to Bernadette. "I do not promise you happiness in this world, but in the next." So Lourdes is a message of mercy for sinners, of compassion for the sick, and we learn the importance of praying the Holy Rosary. So what I would recommend as we, before I give you the blessing with the relic of Saint Bernadette, I would think that we should, you know, try to make some resolutions. We do have Lent coming up a week from tonight, so I think this message of Lourdes is very much a Lenten message, because it's a message of prayer and penance. So we should try to emulate that and follow that. And then to try to really do what we can to save sinners. One thing the Blessed Mother told Bernadette was that, you know, she needs to do penance for the conversion of poor sinners. Well, we should do the same as well. And we do that when we pray the rosary or make a sacrifice or give up something during the holy season of Lent, offered for the conversion of poor sinners. And perhaps you know, join us in the Legion of Mary as an active member or auxiliary member and help us to save souls. Help us to go to the prisons, the nursing homes, the hospitals. Help us to reach out to the fallen away Catholics. See, that's how we can help convert people, is through beautiful organizations like the Legion of Mary. And I would also recommend wearing her miraculous medal, because on that medal is that beautiful prayer, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." And say that prayer often. Mother Teresa said, if you ever need something desperately, say that prayer 9 times as a novena. "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of Saint Bernadette. With the intercession of Saint Bernadette of Lourdes, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let us say the prayer 3 times. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.